Africa, the second largest continent on earth, is considered blessed by the hand of God, the motherland as it is often called, due to the belief that it was the birthplace of humanity, is teeming with wildlife. A strong life energy exists in its emerald green jungles, which are the sanctuaries of exotic flora and fauna. Its majestic mountains hold earth's hidden treasures of gold, platinum and diamonds. The Nile winds and twists its way for over 4,000 miles northward from eastern Africa to Egypt, providing life source for countless creatures of God living under the limitless African sky. Many great and gifted beings have emerged from the African ancestry, including Nelson Mandela, Martin Luther King Jr., actor Bill Cosby, and supermodel Iman, who exemplify the grace and talents of the African people. God continues to bless Africa through a living master, whose mission of sharing the love from the Most High with humankind brought her to this land. In 1995, Supreme Master Ching Hai came to Côte d'Ivoire, the Ivory Coast, in West Africa. The First Lady of the Ivory Coast, Mrs. Henriette Bédier, invited Supreme Master Ching Hai to the presidential palace as an honored guest. Upon learning of the condition of the local hospitals, Supreme Master Ching Hai immediately made a contribution to purchase necessities, equipment and medicine. She then was accompanied by the Prince of the Ivory Coast to the orphanages in the city of Abidjan. Supreme Master Ching Hai then continued on her journey to the Kingdom of Benin, once one of the most advanced of African civilizations. The royal family had arranged for a grand reception at the airport to greet their national guest. King Aguli Agbo and his queen welcomed Supreme Master Ching Hai to their palace and expressed their honor at receiving her in their country. During her stay in Benin, Supreme Master Ching Hai also visited hospitals, poor villages and several orphanages run by convent nuns. Supreme Master Ching Hai showered the children with her love and gifts. She also made a contribution to the orphanage of Saint Enfant Jesus in order for them to add more facilities. Before her departure from this country, the First Lady of Benin, Mrs. Nisafor Soglo, invited Supreme Master Ching Hai to her official residence, where a friendly meeting took place between them. In November and December 1999, Supreme Master Ching Hai traveled to the great continent of Africa again during her Middle East and Africa tour titled Heaven is Only the Beginning. She was invited to lecture in three of South Africa's largest cities, Johannesburg, Durban and Cape Town. Truth seekers in these cities yearned for the nectar of God to satisfy their inner longing. As Africa has gained the world's attention as a land of many cultures and beliefs, Cape Town, South Africa, was chosen as the ideal location to host the Parliament of the World's Religions on December the 1st through to the 8th, 1999. Supreme Master Ching Hai was among the world's spiritual and religious leaders who were invited to speak at the Parliament's opening ceremony and made a special prayer as well. Afterwards, a group of Zulu children dancers had the honor of meeting Supreme Master Ching Hai. Touched by their pure hearts and sincerity, Supreme Master Ching Hai made a generous contribution for them. During the course of a visit, Supreme Master Ching Hai not only shared the noble teachings of the truth with the people of South Africa, but also made philanthropic contributions to the poor and less fortunate, amounting to about $100,000. Many members of the media also requested to interview Supreme Master Ching Hai. Although her time was limited, she granted several interviews to some of the major newspapers, radio and television stations. Everywhere she went, the African people warmly welcomed Supreme Master Ching Hai as an honored guest in their land, as she brought a message of peace and love to their people. We invite you to listen to Supreme Master Ching Hai's lecture titled Parliament of the World's Religions, delivered in December of 1999 in Cape Town, South Africa.
life and meaning. We assemble here to pay our respect to those people who fought, who struggled to gain their human rights.
Que tous ceux qui souffrent soient allégés de leur douleur, que tous ceux qui ont peur soient délivrés de leur terreur.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, brothers and sisters, that you have taken time to come here to pray for Africa. And together we will also pray for the world. And may I ask you a few seconds of silence to reconfirm our wish to the Lord. I have been praying to God before I even came here for your land and for the world as always. I have told him, Father, you know everything. You granted our wish before we even asked for. And whatever you arrange for us, it should be the best for our spiritual development. Doesn't matter how bleak it looks at this moment, your will is the supreme. Your will is always the wisest, the best, the most compassionate in the end. And pray let us know this. Pray let us never forget that your will is always the most loving in the highest sense of the universal truth. We thank you also for giving us the occasion to be here today in this beautiful city, one of the most beautiful places on this planet, and to see all these beautiful, pure, simple heart people. It is our honor in many lifetimes to have such an occasion, because we have been here by your will, we live here by your will, and we shall go back to yourself by your will. But we don't have much chance to see each other physically, because even though if this physical world is the grand illusion of all your creation, it is still very beautiful to us. It is our home. And in this sense, we also dedicate to you today, if you wish, that the people of this land or in any land have the home that they wish to have. Have a peaceful life with all the dignity as God's children, as you shall wield it. We dedicate to you our heart, our love, and our utmost surrender, that whatever you shall arrange for us, it will be your will. But nevertheless, since we are in this physical condition, we have to endure a lot of illusionary hardship which hinder our spirit and separate us from you. Therefore, pray, Lord, grant us some of the dignity of the basic peacefulness so that we may have enough calm, enough surrender to remember you every second of our life. Because you are glory, you are beauty, you are richness, you are the most fantastic vision of the perfection that we could ever remember. So let this perfection also be manifest on this planet. And perhaps in some of the land of the planet need more blessing than another. We will be willing to be working together to help some of the less fortunate land, some of the less fortunate corner in the world, such as perhaps this little corner of your creation. Blessed be you, my Lord, that you remember us in this corner of Africa. Perhaps all your children deserve your love and blessing, but maybe this corner deserves a little bit extra. That shall be our prayer for today. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, brothers.
Welcome, brothers and sisters. Supreme Master Ching Hai teaches an ancient method of meditation, the Kuan Yin method. Kuan Yin means observation of the inner vibration. Each culture and religion has its own name to describe this inner celestial light and sound. They are spoken of in all the holy scriptures, such as the word and heavenly sounds of Christianity and Judaism, the Shabad of Hinduism, the heavenly music of Taoism, the Naam of Sikhism, the Kalam Ay Qadim of Islam, and the inner sound stream of Buddhism. This supreme vibration is the language of universal love and great intelligence. This divine vibration vibrates within all life and sustains the whole universe. The inner melody can heal all wounds, fulfill all desires, and quench all worldly thirsts. It is all-powerful and all-love. It is because we are made of this sound that contact with it brings peace and contentment to our hearts. After today's lecture concludes, Supreme Master Ching Hai will offer the chance to experience the divine inner light and sound through an initiation into the Kuan Yin method. Those wishing to learn must continue hereafter with a pure vegetarian diet and proper ways of moral conduct in order to ensure one's progress in one's meditation.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increase life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserve up to 70% clean water, save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3,433 million hectares of land annually. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consume two-thirds less fossil fuels than those used for meat production. Reduce pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintain cleaner air. Save 4.5 tons of emissions per US household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg, go green.
Those not yet ready for such a step may learn the convenient method of meditation, which is a more general introduction into the Kuan Yin method. There will be more details after the lecture. Could everybody please extend a warm welcome to Supreme Master Ching Hai?
Thank you. Thank you, Hannah. Thank you, sir. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. They already did. But it's nice to have extra welcome. Welcome to the Parliament of World Religion, and we thank them wholeheartedly for this invitation, which gives us the opportunity to see each other, study with each other, and make friends with each other. May God bless them, bless the Parliament of World Religion to continue in their noble effort. In accordance to the program laid out by the Parliament of World Religion, we are here to share with you the knowledge that we have gained from the Kingdom of God, which is within all of us. All of us know that God is within us, or at least we have been told that way. All of us know the existence of God, of the greatest almighty creator of the whole universe, including our physical planet, which is a very beautiful one. When we see this beautiful planet, we know the artist must exist, who must be so great, so mighty, that he's been able to create such a beautiful being as our earthly planet. Nevertheless, not all of us know what God is like. We have been made to forget that we are the glory, the beauty, the most incredible being that ever exist, because all this material existence is also beautiful in a way that it mesmerizes us. And the element of time and space, which is the instrument set up by the opposite power of God in order to blind us or to bind us and to make us forget everything that we truly are, which is God. Because God dwells within us. Every religious scriptures tell us that. Every master that ever graced our earth has told us the same message, that God is within us, we are nothing but God. And then, is that so simple? We forget. If God is within us, just as if I have some paper in my pocket, how difficult it is to get it out. Is it so simple? It is so simple that it has become unbelievable. And that is why, since ancient time, we have found it difficult to believe the message of the masters. Sometimes we even harm them for saying such a simple truth as, I can show you God. God is within you, therefore you are God and you can see yourself. We are here today for nothing more than the same purpose, the simple truth that is already existing within every of us, within me, within you. We should not call ourselves human beings, actually. We should call ourselves the walking God, the living God, the replica of God, or the essence of God, or the part of God, or the part of the whole of God, or the individualized God, or the Supreme Master, the Almighty. This is what we are. But since ancient time, whoever dare call himself or herself that name, which is truly his and her family name, I mean the surname, the true name, people would ridicule them, would not believe them. And that is incredible, really incredible, when we come to think about it. Suppose my father's name is Teng, then I'm Miss Teng, no? Right? Because I'm his daughter, and my name is the same as his, as my father. So we are the children of God. Every one of us been told that, and we feel that way. We came from God, or where else should we come from? You think we come from God or not? Yes or no? Well, thank you very much. God bless you. Since we came from God, our surname, our family name, should be what? God. Yes, call yourself that way. I'm glad, I'm so happy that you accept your identity. At least by understanding that, yet not even seeing the Father, you already accept your identity. That is already very, very important. And now if you want to believe truly about your name and your heritage, I could show you. I could prove to you that you are really God and nothing but God. If you have a time, if you have some time, we can sit together and I explain to you about how to go back there where we came from. And then it will happen instantly. Once you've been explained, you just close your eyes. That's it. You're there. Because we have never been anywhere but inside Godhood, inside the embrace of our Father or Mother. There's nothing else in this universe except God's power and God's love, and we are never, never apart from it. It's just we don't look where we should look. We are so mesmerized by all this beauty, which is fine, which is there for us to enjoy, to remind us even of the glory and the beauty of heaven, even just a very poor example. Even God sent us to this physical planet, He has not forgot to leave us with all comfort and glory and beauty and abundance so that we might never forget heaven. Even though these are just poor, poor, very poor copies, they are still beautiful. Can we imagine how glorious it is, the true scenery of heaven, the true flowers in the celestial realm? I have seen them. I have no language words to describe to you how beautiful they are. When you see heaven, when you experience the true heritage of our kingdom, the true identity of our real selves, you are not here anymore. You're not in this physical dimension, but you are in the spiritual world. And when you come back here, it's so difficult to describe. Even though all of our brothers and sisters have tried to describe their experience of heavens in different way, sometimes when we gather together, and suppose they don't understand what the meaning of this and that, that the vision they have seen inside. Oh, Dada, Namaste. Please welcome this special, 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 special father. Please give him the honor seat and his assistant, please.
Please stand up and welcome this very, very special holy person. He came from India. I'm very honored with your presence. A big surprise. He came all the way from Pune, India. It's so sweet that we wish all our fathers are like that. Yes, most of our fathers are very stern, very strict. He is so indulgent, he's so tolerant, he just spoil you, make you feel so loved. Our Heavenly Father is also like that. He never look at our so-called sins, because in his eyes, we don't sin ever. We just mistake. We are just forget the noble beings that we are. And therefore, he always sent some special person like Jesus, Buddha, Krishna, Mohammed, Guru Nanak, to name a few, the Jain masters, just to show us, to remember again that we truly are the greatest being imaginable in the whole universe. Even the angels envy us. Even the greatest of the angels have to serve us. Can you imagine? Can you imagine this? And all the while we pray to the angels as if they are our greater protector. They are. But so long as we are still ignorant of our own glory, as soon as we remember who we are, they stand by and serve us, because we are made in the image of God. When we go to heaven, when, suppose you have access to heaven anytime, after initiation you will, anytime. I mean, according to your concentration, you will go higher or a little lower part of heaven, but we all do. And we all see God in different ways. Suppose we go to heaven, when we attain a higher degree of enlightenment through diligent daily practice, you will see all the angels and all the great beings with greatest light imaginable lining up both sides to welcome you. That's what we truly are. It's better than red carpet treatment. And suppose God himself deemed really fit to give us a true vision of himself, which is not anything we could describe in his human language, we would be melting like ice in the Himalaya under the sun of the June month. We just feel we like a baby. We feel incredible bliss. The most incredible experience that people describe in human relationship is a sexual ecstasy. This is pale in comparison. I have to tell you this so that you can compare something. Otherwise, I don't know how to describe the bliss of heaven. When you're in ecstasy, when you're in samadhi, when you face God, sometimes he deemed fit to appear as an image, as a face for us. Yet again, it depends on how we would like to see him. He appears as a mother, as a father. But then it's just splendor with light, with thousands of suns around this image. And yet you are also in a thousands of suns around yourself, because at that time your soul is liberated. Your soul radiates this kind of light, that you are the light. And that's what all the Bibles told us, that we are the light. We are the essence of light. The word is also light. That is a vibration. The more condensed version of light became the sound. The sound is like melody in this world. That's why we love music so much, because it is very much similar to the music of heaven, of the words spoken by God, the universal language, of which when we hear, we understand all things. We understand all language. We understand each other. And we love each other. We will be so nourished, so energized by this inner vibration, the Word of God, the music of heaven, that will become a new person. That's why many people after initiation, they glow. They change completely, immediately. That sometimes I don't recognize them before and after initiation. Sometimes the change is so drastic like that. And the more they meditate every day, the younger they become. Because all the new, the cell become new. That's why we became like children. We become more innocent, more intelligent, more pure, more simple in the heart. Become closer to heaven. The Bible say, accept. You become like a child again. You cannot enter the kingdom of God. To become a child, we have to go through the process called baptism. Baptism with the fire of the Spirit. St. John has mentioned that, no doubt, I baptized by water, but the one who came after me will baptize you with the fire of the Holy Spirit. What is the fire of the Holy Spirit? This is God Himself purifying us, reconnecting us with Himself, make us the part back to the whole again, make the drop of the ocean merge in this vast water of love. This is a time of baptism. The true baptism takes place less than a second. And we will be there right away in heaven where we should be. Because there is nothing separate us from ourselves and God, never ever, except our attention. Our attention and our thinking that we are separate from God, and that's how we are separated from God. I'm just showing you how to change the attention to the different place, different dimension. Just like now I am looking at you, I see you, so I cannot see what's behind me. If I turn myself backward, now I see, what is it? Oh, it's the Supreme Master in Qinghai. Okay, see God while living. That's exactly what it is. We can see God while living. We can even choose the time to die. We select our own level of heavens before we go there. Just like you go to an agency and go see different houses, see which one is better for you. Similarly, in the house of our Father, there are many mansions. We can pick one according to our level of understanding and consciousness. We have never been separated from God. That's what I want to tell you. That's what I have discovered. Just a blink of an eye, we are in God consciousness. A blink of an eye, we are back here again. A blink again, go back to heaven. Blink, go back here. Sometimes the boundary between heaven and physical dimension is so blurred. You are in and out, in and out. Or you are the same times in both, as most of the masters' consciousness are. They are in both worlds at the same times. They have mastered the transcendental art of erasing the boundary between the physical world and the heavenly world. They have erased space and time in their consciousness because they have become God, one with God again. It is so simple that every of us can do, because every of us is already God. Just look in different direction, that's all. I will just show you where to look of yourself, where the connection with God is, where God resides. If He resides within ourselves, where is it? Within. Then we must go within, not go without. Go without, we see the physical manifestation of God. We see the walking physical God who sits beside us, who loves us physically, who eats with us, who jokes with us, who laughs with us. Within, we see the reality of all creation, the God who is. The God who is not physical, yet who has thousands of millions of images. The God who has no name, yet who have been called by thousands of loving names. Just like we call our loved one, honey, my dear, my apple pie, my sugar, my candy. Yes, my other half, my better half, my dearest, my loved one, anything, anything. You invent sometimes a name to call your loved one. Some people call his wife, my noodle. And that is all right. So some people call God even the bride, the eternal beloved, the faithful spouse. Anything we do, because we love God so much, and she loves us so much, we are one, we call anything. But it would be better for all of us to truly reunited with this loved one again. Too much talk about the future fiancé and the coming husband, but no union is no use. We never experience the happiness of marriage if we never see the husband that we have heard so much of. Similarly, everything we talk about God, we introduce God, we praise God, it's wonderful songs to our ears and to our souls. But the soul wants a more solid experience, truly face to face with God. And that I can help you. God loves you so much. God loves you so much. Any quick question? Yes?
Would you share with us any sense you have of what comes in the afterlife?
What comes in the afterlife? Wow, I could write 1,000 books on that, honey. But to be short, afterlife is only heaven. But you have to prepare for it. Otherwise, there will be your own retribution of karma that will pour you apart from heaven. And that's why people say hell. Or the retribution or the consequence of the actions of the whole planet population will also infect you and pour you apart from heaven. Most of the people, even if they are not initiated in this Kuan Yin method, or they did not even see God while alive, if they keep themselves in the human standard, like 10 commandments, or 5 commandments of Buddhism or Jainism, etc., or keep the way of living of the Quran or the Sikhism, they would see heaven immediately after they die. But not the highest father, of course, yes? But heaven is awaiting. Mostly heaven awaiting all of us. But because of our own thinking, we separate ourselves from heaven. Even after death, we will be lost for a while, until the consequences of our action and the consequence of the collective consciousness of the whole population set us free for a while. Then we choose again either to be reborn here or somewhere else to reconnect ourselves again with God. There are many, many things to see after death. But the more we prepare, the more we see. Yes.
How do you know when you have found your true master?
Because I see the light. That's the criteria. I hear God. I see God. I see the light of God. That's how I know he was true.
How do you know that as a seeker you found your true master? As a seeker for God, that you found the master that is right for you to take you to the goal?
Yeah, if the master can show you God, whoever, that's a real one.
My beloved master, would you tell us something about the future that is about to come in next 5, 7, 10 years of time?
Do you mean the millennium?
Yes, and immediately after that.
Wow, that's up to you. That's up to all of us. If our consciousness is more awakened and highly elevated, our earth will continue more in splendor. If we continue the way we were, or worse than still, then of course the consequence is obvious. We decide our future. There is no millennium except now. We decide it now. Okay? Thank you.
Would you like to explain what is the difference between saying I am God, meaning my surname is God, or I'm a part of God?
Yes.
And I am God, which some people say, meaning I am the totality of God.
Yes. Oh, the difference is when you say I am God and my name is God is that you have seen yourself as God, as part of God, as one with God, as from God. And the other one, you just say it by hearsay, by being told, and by understanding that, okay, I came from God, I must come from God, so my surname must be God. The other person, he see God.
The person who says, my surname is God, I am a part of God, he sees God.
No, she sees God. There are two ways. You recognize, you understand that you are the surname is God, but maybe you did not see God. And another person who say the same thing, who say, I am God, or my surname is God, who has seen God. See what I mean? So this is more affirmed on the second case.
Okay, in the second case then, the one who sees God, will that person say, I am part of God, or I am the totality of God?
Oh, it depends on his level of attainment. It depends on how much he has seen the God self. He has to go step by step. If he's seen the totality of God, then he can say, I'm one with God. Like Jesus has said, I and my Father are one. And before that, you don't say that. You say, I have seen God, I have communicated with God, I am part of God, I've seen a part of God. But you still know already, very secure in your heart, that you are one with God.
So when you see the totality of God, then do you think you are 100% identical with the totality of God? Or do you understand that you are still a tiny part of God?
In the physical body, in the physical dimension, you are a part of God. When you transcend it and see you be one with God, at that moment you proclaim that you are one with God.
100%.
100%.
You are infinite.
Yes.
And God,
you will
is
see
not,
it.
God
you
is
will
not,
see that. Yes.
You will no longer understand yourself to be a servant of God and a part of God. You will think that you are totality of God and there's no truth superior to you.
Nothing except God who works within you at that time.
And you don't have any individual identity separate from God.
Yes, sir.
In your speaking, it is much of ourselves within ourselves. What is your message to the poor and the suffering and the problems that we face? How do you see through these teachings to serve, to deal with the problems of injustice and poor,
yes,
beside the personal self?
This is a very long story. To make it short, I serve people spiritually as well as materially. I help wherever people need spiritual help, and I share whatever I have with the poor people. That's all I can do. Yes? That's why I make beautiful clothes and jewelry. I sell them, make money, give to the poor people. Right? That's my duty as a world citizen. And my duty as your brothers and sisters is to share with you the knowledge of our Father. So I do both. Yes? Number one. Number two, all the suffering and misery in this world, sometimes man-made. Sometimes we have chosen that. Before we came, sometimes we exaggerated more by our careless action in this planet. And in order to remedy this, It's not only I, the one person, can do. The whole planet's consciousness must be rise up to a higher level of thinking, and we have to share whatever we have with everyone that is less fortunate. And that is a must, but I can't do that alone. So I invite you to join.
Appreciate your presence today on Words of Wisdom. Please join us again tomorrow for part 2 of Parliament of the World's Religions. Up next is Golden Age Technology. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. May our world flourish in peace, harmony, and loving kindness.